again, Gooners. Well, it looks like the title's off. You don't need me to tell you that. Everybody else is saying it. But could there be the possibility of hope? Well, obviously, there's always hope, but you know, is the situation hopeless? Not really, because St. Totteringham's Day, we don't even celebrate St. Totteringham's Day anymore, do we, as Arsenal fans? And yet this year, I'm not quite sure what occasion it fell upon, but there you go. So bigger fish to fry than Spurs at the moment. Man City, a bit too big a fish, though, to fry, unfortunately, has to be said. And, well, I did say I was going to talk about the Chelsea game. Not a lot to say about it for various reasons. It was a good result. Well, it was more than a good result. It was a great result. If you beat your local rivals 3-1, and obviously Spurs are the biggest local rivals, especially on when you look at the league table and also the geography. But Chelsea are also massive rivals of Arsenal. So a 3-1 win doesn't go amiss. I was quite surprised, though, about Holding getting dropped, if that's what indeed happened. Because, I'm not saying he's had a brilliant season. He's not had much of a season, really. He's just had to fill in for Saliba, as most of you probably know. But in my opinion, he's not been great. I can't say he's not been a little bit weak at times, but he's always played his best. And I suppose by bringing in the Polish boy, whose name, Kiwar? This guy, based on what I've seen, I'm not very impressed with him. Sorry to break the mold here, because, he's a young player. Fabregas is waxing lyrical about him in training. Apparently, what Fabregas sees in training, who knows? But clearly, he's getting around the Arsenal camp, and he says that this Polish boy is one of the, you know, best things since sliced bread in football. And what I've seen, I'm not convinced. But I don't always call it right. Yeah, I get some right. Like Smith Rowe, I got him right. I know some people are saying, I'll get to that in a minute, some people are saying that he needs to move elsewhere. I just can't believe it. He's got a song dedicated to him. How dare anybody think about moving him along? I don't think that's on Arteta's mind. So, Holding, not sure what to say about him. I had a lot of discussions with Fizzy on this, and he's not the hugest fan, but he admits that, you know, he's a decent player to call upon every now and then, but it's just he's had a run of games, and look at the results, they've not been good enough. I can't honestly put it down to Holding. I think there are lots of other factors. Maybe the team have been tiring a little bit. Maybe the pressure's got to them. You wouldn't think so against Chelsea. They were really professional against Chelsea. It was men against boys against Man City. We can't really deny it. I thought there were too many players had an off day for the City game. Too many. So it was good to see goals going in again. Well, obviously it was goal against City as well. Holding, ironically. Then he gets dropped. But yeah, he was just torn apart, really. Holding and the rest of the team. They weren't. Gabriel, I thought, put up a reasonable showing, as did White at right back for the City game. You see, that I said I'd talk about Chelsea, but all I've got in my mind is the City game, because really it was all about that. A lot of my friends said, you've got no chance. I didn't really agree with them. I thought this Arsenal team could go to City and win, but I think it was a major mistake not playing the signing from Brighton. I think he really should have played. Trossard is the X factor. I never realised he was that good. I knew he was good, but he's so much better than I realised. But I wonder about his fitness, and that's the reason perhaps he didn't start. But it seems to me the equation goes: play Trossard, you win games, and you score a lot of goals. Look at his assist tally. It's ridiculous. So I hope Arteta learns that lesson. Obviously, he's not got much to learn, particularly from me, Arteta. I'm a massive fan of Arteta. I really, really think he's done a fantastic job. Doesn't matter whether Arsenal finish second or not. He's done a fantastic job with that team. when you think how much he spent, a fair bit of money, but compared to previous seasons, maybe not so much. There's no Nicolas Pepe in the team. I'm not going to start talking about Pepe, so don't worry about that. I won't start talking about him. One of my pet favourite subjects, and I'm not a detractor either. Not sure. I haven't really been following his progress lately, so I'm not sure how he's getting on, wherever it is he's out on loan. And last I looked, he wasn't doing too badly. But anyway, I wanted to go through an article that I just picked up in the Daily Mail. It says here that Arsenal will sanction a costly summer recruitment drive in a bid to close the gap on City, and France winger Moussa Diaby is emerging as a leading target. It seems to me that the new policy when it comes to bringing in players is just find players with the same name as players of the past. Well, my recollection of Diaby version one is, well, obviously got crocked. People kept saying he's going to be the new Vieira. He was never going to be the new Vieira. He just didn't. He was missing something. Aggression, perhaps. Physical stature. There was about the only likeness I could see. He wasn't even box to box, so I didn't quite get that. And talking of Vieira, of course, Fabio Vieira has been a huge disappointment, in my opinion. I'm hoping I'm wrong about Kiwar, but I don't think I'm wrong about Vieira. Although he did score a great goal earlier in the season, he's not really contributed a lot. Not that he's had loads of chances. I just think he's too lightweight. So unless he builds up a bit of a physique over the summer, I cannot see him hanging around too long. I think I just don't think he's up to it, sorry to say. Anyway, going back to the article, the Gunners are committed to strengthening their squad. Basically repeats the same idea. Arteta apparently wants a new centre-back. No surprises there. Two central midfielders and a versatile attacker, which is where Diaby comes in. The 23-year-old Bayer Leverkusen forward had a fine season, scoring 14 goals to add to his tally of 17 last season. So the other point the article makes is Reece Nelson could leave. Apparently he rejected Arsenal's latest contract offer, which is disappointing. I'm starting to think that Reece Nelson has got what it takes. When he comes on as a sub, he does make an impact, and quite sad to hear that he might be leaving. So Diaby apparently will cost about £50 million, and there will be competition for his signature from Manchester United, Newcastle, Real Madrid. Wilfried Zaha of Palace is out of contract at the end of the season. At one point, apparently Arsenal wanted him. I think Rigsby, as they call him, the old Arsenal manager, now at Villa, he admitted that he wanted to get Zaha, but instead the club brought in Pepe. I'm not a massive fan of Zaha, to tell the truth. I know he's a decent player, but he didn't cut it at Man U. And everyone says, well, he was young then, and he's grown since. But if you see the way he has strops, he had a bit of a strop the other day when he was taken off during the game. He is decent, but I just think Palace is a club for him, and I'm not sure he's going to fit in elsewhere, where he's a smaller fish in a bigger pond. I just don't know if that's going to work. It didn't work first time around. Why should it work second time around? It's not getting any younger either, so I'm not really convinced about that. I won't be upset if Arsenal sign him, but I'm not gonna be worried about it as if they don't, put it like that. So anyway, the article goes on to say that Nelson may think it will benefit his career if he moves on. Brighton apparently are interested in Nelson. There's been talk of Brighton players joining Arsenal. Don't know if it's going to happen or not. I'll keep you posted if I hear anything. Declan Rice, of course, is supposedly the priority, but West Ham want £100 million for him. Sounds like that's going to be a bit of a stumbling block. So it's hard to imagine that deal will in fact happen. The way he's playing, I think he's playing quite effectively, Declan Rice, but he does seem like his mind's elsewhere. And I spoke to a West Ham fan the other day, and he thinks he's had an awful season. when I see him, looks pretty good to me. And I think it could be just what Arsenal need. He will sort of protect the back four, and he'll also provide something in attack as well. He's such a good player. Southampton's teenage midfielder Romeo Lavia is also of interest, apparently. And as I mentioned before, Brighton as well. They've got Moses Caicedo, and he could be of interest too. But apparently, it's Palace's I can't even pronounce his name, Gehi, who's impressed the most. And there's going to be a lot of clubs going for him, Arsenal included. So that's how it's looking on the transfer front. Follorin, Balogun is probably on the way, apparently, according to this article, as is Kieran Tierney, as is Rob Holding, as I already mentioned, and Smith Rowe. That's the most shocking of all. Just find that. I just can't believe it. So hopefully it's not true. Obviously, as I said before, I'll keep you posted on this. Thank you for joining me, those that have done. And, let's see how many more of these podcasts I can make in the near future. And until the next time, I will say adios, amigos.